In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, a very blessed Christmas to you all, and also now a Happy New Year as we anticipate the end of this year, or the beginning of the new and the end of the old. I think for so many of us, the Christmas season, the celebration of these great days, conjures a great many images and realities in our minds and our hearts. There is a great deal of nostalgia for what was when we were children, how easy it is for us to rewrite the histories of our childhood, leaving out all of the bad experiences and only remembering only the good. And even as we are caught up in that nostalgia, we anticipate what the future might be, especially again as this year comes to an end and another one actually begins. And sandwiched in between in the nostalgia of what was and the anticipation of what might be, there is the living here and now, the wanting and the desiring, the hoping and the planning. So much energy, so much rumination, so much thought that oftentimes it's difficult to live in the present moment. Not in some way, if you will, of some false spirituality, but to truly live precisely in the moment in which God graces you, this very moment now. And of course, living in the moment creates the perfect opportunity for us to generate a spirit of gratitude for the manifold blessings God bestows upon us. And that spirit of gratitude leads to then a sense of peace, not looking back to what was, not anticipating what will be, nor anxious about what is, but only accepting the blessings that God gives, being able to truly see them instead of having them overshadowed by all of these desires, all of these wants, all of these ruminations. It's not a bad thing to think about the past. Certainly, we want to learn from it. And of course, who we are as a Catholic people is rooted in the historical past, in that moment when God became flesh and made his dwelling among us and set about the business of redeeming us once and for all. And of course, our futures are truly a future full of hope as we anticipate the glories of everlasting life in heaven with a God who desires to truly draw us unto himself. But there is then a call for us to live here and now, rooted in what was, rejoicing in what will be, because of what we have precisely received here and now. So to be clear, let me articulate what it is that you have received. Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that he is no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, an heir also through God. You are adopted children in relationship with a Father who loves you so much that he has made you co-heirs to a kingdom that you not only do not deserve, but have done nothing to actually earn. Do we understand what it is that God has bestowed upon us? And that gift that he gives to us comes not only upon the cross when he suffers and dies for us, but it begins now in contemplating the mystery of the incarnation when God chooses in all humility to make his dwelling among us. And to set about this business of making us adopted sons and daughters. We're so caught up in rewriting what was, or hoping for what might be, or being disgruntled with what is, that we've lost sight of the very dignity that has been bestowed upon us, and the blessings that come from that dignity. The greatest gift we receive each Christmas is the gift of God himself. Yes, we say this, and as believers, of course, we work assiduously to try to recapture Christmas from the secular world, but then we ourselves lose sight of the fact of the very thing that we're trying to recapture. We are God's children. We are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. What more do you want? What more could you ask for? What more could you expect or anticipate? And if somehow you can conjure up in your mind something greater than this, then this is not the place for you. This is the place for men and women who in humility know who they are and whose they are. And they strive to live in this present moment and hold fast to the dignity that has been bestowed upon them.
sons, daughters, to a father, through a brother, bound together by an outpouring of God's very Spirit. My brothers and sisters, the Christmas season oftentimes is entirely too short. But in truth, this can be said of the whole liturgical year, which in a beautiful way we repeat again and again and again. Precisely because no matter how many times we stand before these mysteries, we will never be able to exhaust them. And neither will we be able to truly wrap our minds about what it is that has been given to us. And so maybe the thing to do is the simplest of things to do. And that is, before you leave today, make your way over to the creche and kneel down and peer upon the child and give thanks to God for what he has given you. A spirit, a heart of gratitude for all the blessings that have been bestowed upon us. It is so easy to lose sight of them, to not allow them to truly rest in our hearts. But then we're presented with the great figures of Simeon and Anna, who have lived their whole lives desiring one thing, and that is to see God, to look upon God. They had no expectations, only the desire. And when the desire was realized, when God himself made made himself known to them, they were not shocked or dismayed or disappointed, but instead celebrated the child in the mother of his arms and rejoiced and proclaimed this truth to any and to all who will listen. And so it is incumbent upon you to do the same, to kneel down, to rejoice and to give thanks to God, and then to go forth and to proclaim it. And the best way of doing so is by living a life full of gratitude and peace. Not a life disgruntled. Not a life weighed down by unnecessary anxieties. Not a life set off course by the worries of what will be, or upset about what was, losing sight of what is here and now. As I have said oftentimes from this very spot, lest there be any confusion, my preaching to you does not come from a perfect practitioner. It comes from one just like yourself, who struggles to find that heart of gratitude for the blessings that have been bestowed. But the fact that I fail to do that in no way, shape, or form minimizes what it is that we are required to do. And so, even though our Christmas season may be short, there are still many days to give thanks to God. And in truth, each time we celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that is precisely what we are doing, giving thanks to God for the blessings bestowed upon us. To receive the living God, which many of you will come forth and do today, commits you then to living that out in your daily lives. Not only in the moment of reception, where in truth, yes, your heart is full of gratitude for the living God who chooses to make his dwelling in you, but then to go forth and to proclaim what it is that you have been given. A gift beyond all imagining. A gift for which you are not worthy. And yet a gift bestowed upon you nonetheless. Scripture concludes today by reminding us that the Lord himself went down, he grew in strength, he grows in humility, he grows in obedience. We know that our Blessed Mother holds all these things in her heart. We know that Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord, teaches, admonishes, and instructs him. It is a beautiful and perfect tableau that remains in truth in its bulk hidden from us. What we do know of this Holy Family, this feast that we will soon celebrate, is that they too were moved by gratitude for all that God had given them. And Mary and Joseph particularly peered upon the greatest gift God ever gave to them, not the gift of their lives, but the gift of new life that came in the Word made flesh. As the Lord himself grows in wisdom and grace, let us pray for ourselves and our community that through this Eucharistic sacrifice we might do the same. Grow in wisdom, grow in grace, that will lead to hearts full of gratitude for the blessings that God has given us, that will allow us to truly live in the peace of the King who has come to give peace to the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.